מסכת חולין, פרק ט', משנה ד', משנה סז, אור שיש עליו כזית בשר. If a piece of skin of a nevela that was off the animal, but it still had a kazayit of meat on it, hanogea b'siv hayotze mimenu. Somebody touches a tiny piece of the meat that's sticking out. It's not the actual part of the meat, but like there's a piece of it that's protruding outward. Ubesa'ara shekenegdo, or hair on the skin that's on the opposite side of the meat, on the skin side. Tameh, the person is tameh. The thin piece of meat that's coming out is the yad, is the hand, it's like part of the handle of the meat. The hair that's on the skin side is considered to be part of the shomer, part of the protector of the meat, and therefore the yad and the shomer have the ability to pass through tumah from the meat to the person who touched it. Hayu alav kishne hatzae zetim. If there were two separate hefkazite pieces of meat on the skin of a nevela, metame b'masa v'lo b'maga divrei Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the tumah transfers through carrying the whole piece, but not through touching it. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. When a person is carrying it, since there's two halves of a kazayit, he's carrying a full kazayit. With one action of carrying, he's carrying a full kazayit, and it doesn't matter that they're broken up into two sections. Therefore, it transfers through masa, through carrying it. But touching it, since they're not, he needs two different fingers or two different hands in order to touch it, that's considered to be two different actions of touching, and therefore, they're both less than a kazayit, and the tumah would not transfer through maga. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva omer, lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. Says Rabbi Akiva, the two half kazayit pieces of meat cannot make a person tameh, not through touching it or through carrying it. Each piece is less than a kazayit, so therefore they're batel, they're insignificant, and like the part of the skin which has no tumah of the nevela, they're not one entity, and therefore, even though he's doing one action of carrying it, they have to be connected. So therefore, even for Masa, according to the Rabbi Akiva, there's no transferring of the Tum'ah. We'll elaborate on Rabbi Akiva's view. Umodeh Rabbi Akiva b'shnei hatzae zetim shetehavan b'kesam v'hesitan. Says Rabbi Akiva, he would agree to the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, the two half kazai pieces of the nevela meat that were not attached to the skin, that once stuck them together with a toothpick, and then moved them, shehu tameh, that's tameh because he carried a full kazayit of nevela. When the toothpick here is connecting them, they're considered to be one entity, and even though they're not touching, there's a bridge between them of the toothpick, and they're considered to be like a full kazayit. Why does the Rabbi Akiva then, in the case of the or, where you have two half kazayit pieces that were attached to the skin, he says that it's pure. So that shouldn't that be similar to the case of the toothpick, where there's a bridge between them? So let the skin act as the bridge between them as well, and say that the person would be tameh in that case also. Answers the Mishnah, what's the rationale of Rabbi Akiva? Mipnei sheha'or mevatelan, because in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, the skin that they're attached to nullifies them, and each piece is considered to be less than a kazayit. In other words, since they're part of something else, and when they're part of something else, they're not considered to be the most hashuv part of it. There's a bitul, there's a nullification that happens. And even though they're attached both to the same piece of skin, it's not the main component of it, and therefore they're nullified to it, and therefore no tumah would transfer because they're both two individual pieces that are both less than a kazayit.